shape. Pid, the pilot, slowed the ship almost to a standstill. He peered anxiously at the green planet below. Even without instruments, there was no mistaking it. Third from the sun, it was the only planet in this system capable of sustaining life. Peacefully it swam through its gauze of clouds. It looked very innocent, and yet something on this planet had claimed the lives of every expedition the Glom had sent. Pid hesitated a moment before staring irrevocably down. He and his two crewmen were as ready now as they would ever be. Their compact displacers were stored in body pouches, inactive but ready. Pid wanted to say something to his crew, but wasn't sure how to put it. The crew waited. Ilg, the radio man, had sent the final message to the Glom planet. Gurr, the detector, read 16 dials at once and reported, "No sign of alien activity." His body surfaces flowed carelessly. Pid noticed the flow and knew what he had to say. Ever since they had left Glom, shape discipline had been disgustingly lax. The invasion chief had warned him, but still, he had to do something about it. It was his duty, since lower castes such as radio men and detectors were notoriously prone to shapelessness. "A lot of hopes are resting on this expedition," he began slowly. "We're a long way from home now." Gurr, the detector, nodded. Ilg, the radio man, flowed out of his prescribed shape and molded himself comfortably to a wall. "However," Pid said sternly, "distance is no excuse for promiscuous shapelessness." Ilg flowed hastily back into proper radio man shape. "Exotic shapes will undoubtedly be called for," Pid went on. "And for that, we have a special dispensation. But remember, any shape not assumed strictly in the line of duty is a device of the shapeless one." Gurr's body surfaces abruptly stopped flowing. "That's all," Pid said.